we bring in Josh Klingler and Bob Fesco. They are in Miami, of course, site of Super Bowl 54. And guys, aside from the game day preps, let's set those aside for a second. When it comes to all of the partying surrounding the Super Bowl, does it ever really stop? Do people sleep?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I think Josh and I actually were probably the first ones in Miami to go to bed last night because we get up so early. But, you know, the party has kind of started on Sunday and it goes through. And as Josh always says, I'll steal a line from him, it would be nice to go to one of these events sometime as a fan to actually partake in all the parties, especially in a place like Miami where they just rage all night long.
Yeah, we're the worst people to ask about that stuff. You two know that, waking up early in the morning. We're the last to know that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, the city's been alive this entire week and it's been kind of fun to see too, because sometimes you come to bigger cities and maybe they're a little bit oblivious to major big time events that are going on. This one's not. They've really embraced the atmosphere and bringing in the fans, and everybody's been really, really nice. And hey, are you in for the game? Those types of things. I think very welcoming city.
The city may be alive, but do the team members have a curfew, and are they being told, okay, don't go crazy with the partying?
Well, I think after the Barrett Robbins situation happened many years ago down in San Diego when he went across to Tijuana and didn't really come back, I think a lot of people have kind of put fail-safes into place. I mean, where we're at right now on Miami Beach in the convention center, we're 45 minutes south of where the Kansas City Chiefs are staying, and they're staying up in Fort Lauderdale. They're like north of the stadium, so they are far removed. Now, the San Francisco 49ers are staying in downtown Miami, so the teams are separated by a huge distance, and I think these guys understand, you know, they work so hard their entire lives to get to this point in time. Why are you going to go out on Super Bowl week when you're playing in that game and screw things up? Hey, if you don't make the Super Bowl, you can come down here and be a celebrity and be a star and party and have a great time, you know, the entire time when you're not in the Super Bowl. But I think both of these teams realize this is a once-in-a-lifetime potential opportunity. Let's go down there and let's not mess things up.
So it sounds like from the Chiefs' perspective, being removed from everything is kind of by design.
I think maybe NFL design. I don't know if they have any say in exactly where they're at, but conveniently it works out a little bit that way, where they are a little bit removed from maybe the busy bustle of everybody else enjoying the Super Bowl.
We were just listening to a national story about Dustin Colquitt, and they were saying he's like the only male member of his immediate family that doesn't have a Super Bowl ring yet.
Yeah, I mean, the analogy has been made, and you know, people have talked about how, like, you got the Mannings with the quarterbacks, you got the Colquitt with the punters, and his dad was a punter for the Steelers, his brother punted, obviously, for the Denver Broncos, and now is up in Minnesota. So, yeah, like, it's Dustin's time, you know, in the Colquitt family. I mean, family reunions, and we've got a pretty good relationship with Dustin, Josh and I do, so we talk to him a lot. Like, family reunions stink for him because he's got no bling, and now he's got the opportunity to finally cash in, and to cash in a much bigger and better way than everybody who came before him in the Colquitt family.
Because
as the rings get bigger and bigger and bigger,
a
you know?
Super Bowl kid without a ring.
Yeah, I mean, poor guy.
That's a rough family, isn't it?
Briefly, what's the outlook for today? What's on the plate?
And speaking of Dustin Colquitt, I guess the kickers and the punters actually get to go to the stadium today and do some work on the game field. They're not practicing at the game field. They're at the Dolphins practice facility. So apparently the kickers are going to go kind of get a lay of the land and then a normal practice for everybody else. A little brief meeting with the media again this morning, and then full practices Thursday and Friday.
Josh Klingler, Bob Fesco from 610 Sports Radio joining us live from Miami.